Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Klezmer music is instantly recognizable, yet almost impossible to define. It's a unique sound with a heritage deeply rooted in the shtetl, the Jewish village at Eastern Europe. The term klezmer is derived from the Hebrew roots klez mer, or vessel of song. It reflects the ancient Jewish belief that the musician is not really a creator of music, but rather a vessel through which music flows. It also refers to professional Jewish folk musicians of Eastern European origin. Since the 1970s, it also has been used to describe the genre of music they performed. However you want to define it, klezmer is a cultural phenomenon which played an integral part in the culture and celebrations of Ukrainian and other Eastern European Jewry. The tradition of klezmer in Europe dates back to the 16th century. From then and until the 1930s, klezmerim, or klezmer performance, played an important role in Jewish communities. Klezmerim were hired to play at Jewish weddings and other gatherings, as well as at non-Jewish functions, and sometimes non-Jewish musicians played at Jewish events. As a result, klezmer music became a rather eclectic mix of Eastern European folk styles. So it is historically accurate to say that klezmer was the original fusion music. The first instruments used were traditional, the violin, cello, hammered dulcimer, cymbal in Ukrainian, flute and piccolo. More recently, the accordion was added along with the clarinet, saxophone, guitar, and the other instruments commonly used by klezmerim today. The original intention of klezmer was for musical instruments to imitate the voice of the cantor in the synagogue. The first klezmer tunes were in fact based on the chanted Hebrew melodies of the Jewish service. Because it structurally corresponds to traditional marital rites, klezmer soon became popular for weddings. Then, gradually, it became common at bar mitzvahs, birthdays, or the arrival of a new Torah rule, visits of celebrities, and other happy events. From 1881 to 1924, a wave of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe arrived in the New World. Naturally, they brought their music along and performed for all kinds of celebrations, as in the Old World. However, their North American-born sons and daughters considered klezmer music an embarrassment. This generation was eager to assimilate into the American melting pot. For them, klezmer symbolized the ghetto mentality of the shtetl, and they wanted no part of it. At the same time, back in Europe, the Holodomor, the Holocaust, and the Iron Curtain cut off North American klezmer from its roots. And for a while, klezmer all but disappeared from the face of the earth. But in the 1970s, klezmer experienced a surprising revival. In the West, descendants of the immigrants and survivors of European genocides became interested in their roots. They discovered vintage recordings of renowned klezmerim such as Naftul Brandwein and Dave Taras, and they quickly began to make up for lost time. By the 1980s, the klezmer revival had spread from North America to Europe, and even to Israel, where suddenly Yiddish became chic again. And in the post-communist world of its birthplace, among other things, klezmer is fueling the revival of Yiddish. Throughout Ukraine today, and in neighboring countries, klezmer can once again be heard on the streets, at festivals, in workshops and schools, and at private functions. No longer an embarrassment, klezmer has evolved into an art form with a heritage that has a universal appeal. While strictly Jewish, klezmer is nonetheless enjoyed and shared by people and cultures around the world. This musical evolution may perhaps make klezmer harder than ever to define. However, there is no mistaking it when you hear it. This is Renata Ananets at the Faina Petrikova Center in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.